IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things. Episode 45. The grocery store that went and did all that. Japan, a country known for its many companies and their storied origins. Why? On this podcast alone, I've spoken about how an electronics conglomerate was born out of the country's love for smoking. And how a major automobile company started when some... why spoil it if you haven't heard it already, right? Today, I'm going to talk about another company from the Japanese Empire. It was the late 1930s. A colorful time indeed. Our company started life trading dried fish, groceries, and noodles. It's a far, far cry from where it is today, but it's just the kind of evolution you can expect from a company from Japan. Lee is our protagonist. He started the company, a grocery store essentially, and it prospered under him. Until the war came, when he was forced to flee. He moved to another city and, industrious as ever, started a sugar factory and later a wool mill. His business acumen that served him well selling groceries served him well here too. He thrived and diversified into all sorts of things, including insurance. Later, a joint venture with another leading group resulted in a construction company which exists to this day. It was responsible for, among many other impressive things, the development of the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur, and the Riyadh Metro. And, well, it did a lot of other things as well, but as long-time listeners of The Origin of Things probably know where this is heading, yes, it's into electronics. So, what kind of electronics are we talking about? It is Japan. It always ends with electronics. Well, for starters, early telecommunications hardware like switchboards and fax machines. After Lee died in 1987, he left behind a sprawling conglomerate that was split up five ways into various groups that did everything. From food, chemicals, entertainment, logistics, paper, media, the list goes on and on. But we're just going to focus on that one division that looked at electronics. That one would grow, even from 1987, when it was already still fairly big. The company expanded westwards, as did many other Japanese companies at the time. In fact, this company has a semiconductor factory in Austin, Texas, in which it has invested over $13 billion. This makes it among the single largest foreign investments in the United States. Then, this company went from strength to world-dominating strength, and along the way has had some interesting and familiar partners. For example, at one point, its LCD display technology was so advanced that Sony, who at the time had invested in it so much, contacted this company to co-create LCDs that would be used by both companies. And later on, our company would actually buy out Sony's stake. Wow. And this company even had, for a brief while, a motor company, which it collaborated with Nissan for, and eventually sold to Renault. Wow. It even had an aerospace division for which it collaborated with Daewoo and Hyundai for. It had an association with the French energy company Total. It has a biologics division that, among other things, makes copies of leukemia treatments sold by Roche and Biogen. But it has an ongoing JV with Corning, the company that makes Gorilla Glass for your smartphones. It has a JV with Bosch to manufacture lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. It has JVs with DuPont and Toshiba, and used to have JVs with Compaq, Cargill, the food company, to be sure, and General Electric. It owns 9.6% of Seagate, 3% of Sharp, and 5% of drawing tablet company Wacom. Among its many other investments are FUBU, the line started by Shark Tank's Damon John. And get this, Wikipedia tells me that in 2015, this company was granted more US patents than any other company, including IBM, Google, Sony, Microsoft, and Apple. Wait, that's not all. The company's list of subsidiaries today reads like a full university's offerings. Get this, electronics, heavy industries, construction, engineering, life insurance, asset management, venture investments, one of whose Indian investments includes Rentmojo, the advertising agency Chiel, a medical center, biologics, a resort, fashion, phew. All this started out as a grocery store? So, what is this company? Well, I did say it was a Japanese company. Or did I? Well, as always, I didn't exactly lie, but I did use a little bit of deception. You see, I said the company was formed in the Japanese Empire. And that's right, for in 1983, the Japanese Empire extended to Thailand, Vietnam, parts of China, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, and Korea. Yes, you've surely got it now. The name that holds all these disparate parts together, connecting Rent Mojo to Sony and the Burj Khalifa to Corning and General Electric to Seagate. Oh, wow, that's one heck of a friend and family tree. The friends and family tree of the three stars, or in Korean, Samsung. See you next week with another episode of The Origin of Things. Oh, and by the way, I'll also be releasing scripts of past Origin of Things episodes on my Medium. A link to that is in the description of this episode. See you next week. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.